Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Take my yoke upon you, says the Lord, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Because indeed will you be blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. There are a couple themes in these readings that seem prominent, but the main one is humility. Humility is the beginning of wisdom. And so in the book of Sirach, it says, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. What is too sublime for you, do not seek. Into things beyond your strength, search not. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs, and an attentive ear is the joy of the wise. Water quenches a flaming fire, and alms atone for sins." This writer speaks boldly about giving gifts, receiving gifts, understanding the wisdom of God, but above all, conduct your affairs with humility. In the second reading today from the letter to the Hebrews, the writer says, "You have not approached that which could be touched, and a blazing fire and gloomy darkness and a storm and a trumpet blast and a voice speaking words such as those who heard begged that no message be further addressed to them." What's he talking about? He's talking about an encounter with God which is frightening, a frightening encounter like the people had when they left Egypt. They saw the might of God separating the Red Sea. They saw the might of God in the pillar and the flame. Moses heard the Lord from the burning bush and was very much afraid. That is not the encounter that most of us have with the living God. The living God frequently speaks to us in a very small voice, one that can only be heard by careful listening. But then the writer of the Hebrews goes on to describe the experience we have of God. You have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering. What is he talking about? And the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven. When were we there? The God, the judge of all, and the spirits of just made perfect. When had we encountered the heavenly kingdom? And even Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. Abel's blood, do you remember? Cain killed innocent Abel, and Abel's blood drenched the ground, and God saw, and Cain was banished. He had killed his brother. But Jesus' blood speaks more eloquently than that. Jesus' blood was shed on that cross. So where have we encountered this festal gathering, this assembly of the firstborn, the spirits of the just made perfect? Each and every time you and I have come to this holy altar, to this holy sacrifice of the Mass, we encounter something much greater than the blood that speaks from Abel. It's the blood of Jesus that we encounter here, because when we participate in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar and receive the bread and the wine, we are receiving the body and blood of Christ. And we're not just here to receive that and then go away as though nothing ever mattered. We are here hoping to see and feel and approach Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. For every time we come and gather to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we are coming into the presence of Almighty God, who gives us his body and blood to eat and to drink. Jesus asks us to approach tables with humility. He speaks of taking the lowest place. When you are invited by someone to a banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Catholics seem to practice this saying very well. Most of us like to sit in the last pew. Very good. Humble and good stewards of the Lord. But in a certain sense, that's what we should be doing. If we come to the banquet of the halls of heaven, I'm not going to be the one that runs out there first. I'll try to stay to the back. I think we're pretty smart, aren't we? So even the little ones know. The Lord invites us to become more humble, to be authentic, to be genuine. We need to know that though we know the truth of the Catholic faith, though we practice coming to church each week, and some of us each day, that we're not perfect and we have a long way to go. But the Lord tells us to take his yoke upon us and learn from him, because he is meek and humble of heart. He wasn't presumptuous. He actually was thanking his host. And you almost miss it in the last sentence of that of this gospel. Rather, when you hold a banquet, and he's speaking to his host, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Jesus was actually making a holy promise to that Pharisee that day. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Because Jesus came as a humble and poor man, he did not come with pomp and ceremony. He came as a poor man. But the Pharisee recognized him and invited him to the banquet. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Pray God it is so for us, that when we do the good deeds that we do in quiet, that we, when we humbly go about our daily living, when we try our best to be good Christians, good Catholics, that we do it humbly so that we will be rewarded at the banquet of the righteous. Take my yoke upon you, says the Lord, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart.